Вариант 25.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «AF» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
We had school uniforms introduced when I was in the 7th grade, and it was really awful. I wanted to wear my regular clothing, but had to wear white collar shirts and khaki trousers. We couldn't even wear colored jewelry. It was too much. They said they were doing it to reduce gang violence, to avoid teasing kids because they didn't wear brand names. However, uniforms didn't help much. They still didn't stop the teasing and the fighting. School uniforms are supposed to stop you from being bullied because of the clothes you wear. But I think if the school really did its job, then there wouldn't be so much bullying anyway.
Speaker B.
According to the latest statistics, schools enforcing dress codes rank the highest in national averages concerning exams, graduations, and college placements. Of course, it's great to look smart and attractive, but I wouldn't mind going to school in an occasional dress every day. You don't have to think what to wear. You just throw on your uniform and go to school. Anyway, we're not in school to show off or make fun of others, not able to afford brand name clothes, so if we are all wearing the same clothes, it's okay. By the way, my new uniform seems a lot better than what we had to wear last year.
Speaker C.
Well, I say no. Because kids have the world open to them, and they have different interests, and in many cases they express themselves in their clothes. Who wants to go to school wearing the same thing every day and being punished for being even slightly out of uniform? Forcing children to dress in clone attire doesn't help them discover who they are, and let's face it, childhood is the only time where a person can dress out there, and it's not considered abnormal. Let people express themselves with clothing while they can. No uniforms. Besides, school uniforms are so hard to find. Not all stores have them.
Speaker D.
I think school uniforms may be quite useful. On the positive side is that they eliminate the need for competitive dressing and save spending ages in the morning choosing what to wear. Also, I believe that having a uniform would almost eliminate the need for rules and regulations concerning clothes. However, if you have to wear a uniform, you can't wear what you want. Another bad thing about uniforms is that they may be expensive, but they last you until you grow out of them, and they can't go out of fashion. So there are both good and bad points about wearing a uniform.
Speaker E.
I'm Australian, and all schools here have uniforms. They are so easy to wear, and I don't have spent hours standing in front of my closet searching for what I'm going to wear the next day. They also save a lot of money when it comes to buying a new wardrobe for the upcoming school year. Lastly, you don't really need to worry about what's in style when you wear a uniform. Some people are so materialistic. It's crazy. If you want to look different, uniforms can be personalized. So I think uniforms are great, and I'm totally for them.
Speaker F.
I used to hate uniforms when I was in school. It was really strictly enforced and looked bad. Twice a year we had to line up in groups to have our clothes inspected. As I was the only guy who had a proper coloured bag, I would usually go first and then lend it to my friends. Anyway, I used to hate them and didn't think much of them, but a few months after leaving school, I went to meet some guys in the year below. All of a sudden, I found myself excited by the girls in the uniform, so I guess now I like the uniforms.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
We had school uniforms introduced when I was in the 7th grade, and it was really awful. I wanted to wear my regular clothing, but had to wear white collar shirts and khaki trousers. We couldn't even wear colored jewelry. It was too much. They said they were doing it to reduce gang violence, to avoid teasing kids because they didn't wear brand names. However, uniforms didn't help much. They still didn't stop the teasing and the fighting. School uniforms are supposed to stop you from being bullied because of the clothes you wear. But I think if the school really did its job, then there wouldn't be so much bullying anyway.
Speaker B.
According to the latest statistics, schools enforcing dress codes rank the highest in national averages concerning exams, graduations, and college placements. Of course, it's great to look smart and attractive, but I wouldn't mind going to school in an occasional dress every day. You don't have to think what to wear. You just throw on your uniform and go to school. Anyway, we're not in school to show off or make fun of others, not able to afford brand name clothes, so if we are all wearing the same clothes, it's okay. By the way, my new uniform seems a lot better than what we had to wear last year.
Speaker C.
Well, I say no. Because kids have the world open to them, and they have different interests, and in many cases they express themselves in their clothes. Who wants to go to school wearing the same thing every day and being punished for being even slightly out of uniform? Forcing children to dress in clone attire doesn't help them discover who they are, and let's face it, childhood is the only time where a person can dress out there, and it's not considered abnormal. Let people express themselves with clothing while they can. No uniforms. Besides, school uniforms are so hard to find. Not all stores have them.
Speaker D.
I think school uniforms may be quite useful. On the positive side is that they eliminate the need for competitive dressing and save spending ages in the morning choosing what to wear. Also, I believe that having a uniform would almost eliminate the need for rules and regulations concerning clothes. However, if you have to wear a uniform, you can't wear what you want. Another bad thing about uniforms is that they may be expensive, but they last you until you grow out of them, and they can't go out of fashion. So there are both good and bad points about wearing a uniform.
Speaker E.
I'm Australian, and all schools here have uniforms. They're so easy to wear, and I don't have spent hours standing in front of my closet searching for what I'm going to wear the next day. They also save a lot of money when it comes to buying a new wardrobe for the upcoming school year. Lastly, you don't really need to worry about what's in style when you wear a uniform. Some people are so materialistic. It's crazy. If you want to look different, uniforms can be personalized. So I think uniforms are great, and I'm totally for them.
Speaker F.
I used to hate uniforms when I was in school. It was really strictly enforced and looked crap. I used to hate uniforms when I was in school. It was really strictly enforced and looked bad. Twice a year we had to line up in groups to have our clothes inspected. As I was the only guy who had a proper coloured bag, I would usually go first and then lend it to my friends. Anyway, I used to hate them and didn't think much of them, but a few months after leaving school, I went to meet some guys in the year below. All of a sudden, I found myself excited by the girls in the uniform, so I guess now I like the uniforms.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1 – true. Какие не соответствуют? 2 – false. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3 – not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Well, Jane, we've only got 2 weeks left before the run, so I really think we have to finalise the route of the race today. And the prizes. Have they been sorted out?
Yes, Mike, all done. Fiona's in charge of them. Now, how many runners do you estimate will register for the race?
Well, it's hard to say what the final number will be. At the moment, we have 150 applicants, but I fully expect there'll be 200 by the race itself. Christopher said he thought we'd have 250 by next weekend, but I think he's being over-optimistic. Let's say we'll have a couple of hundred at the most.
Fine. I'll make a note of that. Now, where do you think we should have the first aid tent?
More importantly, surely, where will the starting line be?
I think you have to start somewhere that has a place to warm up. How about the town hall, as the car park there is big enough for the runners to do their exercises?
Actually, that's a good point. Let's start there, and then we could have the first aid tent nearby, either in Midsummer Park or even in the garden of the mayor's residence, if he could be persuaded to give his permission. Personally, I don't think he is the most charitable mayor the town has had.
I don't think you're being very fair. Anyway, the caterers thought that the park would be best employed as the refreshment area, as there are plenty of places to sit down. You know, and there are permanent wooden tables and benches there.
You've really got on with organising this event, haven't you? But look, we should have another first aid tent somewhere on the route in case the runners have problems. A halfway point. The library or the station park. The railway. Not the police station.
You're probably right. But we don't need a big tent. Just a first aid point and yes, the train station car park would be perfect. Do you think the athletes need somewhere to take a break if they are feeling weary? We could use the entrance to the library. It's ideal as it has a huge portico where the athletes could relax in the shade.
Good idea.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
Well, Jane, we've only got 2 weeks left before the run, so I really think we have to finalise the route of the race today. And the prizes. Have they been sorted out?
Yes, Mike, all done. Fiona's in charge of them. Now, how many runners do you estimate will register for the race?
Well, it's hard to say what the final number will be. At the moment, we have 150 applicants, but I fully expect there'll be 200 by the race itself. Christopher said he thought we'd have 250 by next weekend, but I think he's being over-optimistic. Let's say we'll have a couple of hundred at the most.
Fine. I'll make a note of that. Now, where do you think we should have the first aid tent?
More importantly, surely, where will the starting line be?
I think you have to start somewhere that has a place to warm up. How about the town hall, as the car park there is big enough for the runners to do their exercises?
Actually, that's a good point. Let's start there, and then we could have the first aid tent nearby, either in Midsummer Park or even in the garden of the mayor's residence, if he could be persuaded to give his permission. Personally, I don't think he is the most charitable mayor the town has had.
I don't think you're being very fair. Anyway, the caterers thought that the park would be best employed as the refreshment area, as there are plenty of places to sit down. You know, and there are permanent wooden tables and benches there.
You've really got on with organising this event, haven't you? But look, we should have another first aid tent somewhere on the route in case the runners have problems. A halfway point. The library or the station park. The railway. Not the police station.
You're probably right. But we don't need a big tent. Just a first aid point and yes, the train station car park would be perfect. Do you think the athletes need somewhere to take a break if they are feeling weary? We could use the entrance to the library. It's ideal as it has a huge portico where the athletes could relax in the shade.
Good idea.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите рассказ популярной киноактрисы о своей семье. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
I'm not a super strict parent, but I think it's important to have rules for children. We just want to know when we've done something right or wrong. That's what I'm trying to teach my own children. I grew up in Nashville, and my parents taught me to respect my elders. We'd say things like yes, ma'am, and no, sir, to adults. But kids in Los Angeles don't do that. I've drawn the line at my children calling adults by their first names. I tell them they can call people Miss Shannon or Miss Heather, but that using only first names is too familiar. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned. Children should learn their values at home. I give each of the kids $5 when we go to the farmer's market on the weekends because I want them to get used to managing their own money. They can buy something, save it, or spend part of it and save the rest. My son is just like me. The minute he gets the money, he spends it all on something delicious. But my daughter will go around the market for half an hour weighing the possibilities until she buys one thing. I don't believe in humiliating children in front of their peers. I was when I was told, don't behave that way, or don't gossip. I've learned so much from other moms. When my daughter Ava was little, we were at a birthday party and her friend did something wrong. The girl's mother said, "Will you excuse us for a second?" Later I asked, "What happened?" She said, "I didn't like what my daughter had done, but I didn't want to humiliate her in front of Ava." I thought that was so thoughtful to be respectful of a little girl's feelings. When my animated character in Monsters vs. Aliens was described to me, I thought, now that's the kind of role I've always wanted to play. So I played Susan Murphy, a young woman who on her wedding day is hit by a meteorite. It doesn't crush her, but instead turns her into a giant. Finally, Susan helps save the planet and finds her inner strength and independence. That's what I want little girls to see. In the South, there's a real sense of community, the feeling that people come into your life for a reason. Because I grew up with that, I take my children to church in Los Angeles. It takes you out of your personal experience and universalizes it. You understand that whatever you're dealing with, someone in that room has either dealt with the same thing or will in the future. We are all struggling to figure out what life is about. We are all just looking for answers. When I was little, my mother and grandmother were such big influences on me. My grandma used to read to me at night all kinds of books. Now I love to read. I'll buy 10 books at a time. My mother is my greatest supporter, and I'm hers. We take care of each other that way. And she's very chatty. She could talk to a brick wall for 2 hours. She used to chat with the grocery checker, and I'd say, "Mom, she doesn't want to know how long it took you to get to school today." Now my kids do it to me. We'll go to church, and I'll be talking to someone, and Dacon will be saying, "Come on, let's go home." I take my kids back to Nashville 2 or 3 times a year. They're crazy about the trees and the food. A creek runs through our neighborhood, and they love to walk up and down it, just like I used to do with my brother.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
I'm not a super strict parent, but I think it's important to have rules for children. We just want to know when we've done something right or wrong. That's what I'm trying to teach my own children. I grew up in Nashville, and my parents taught me to respect my elders. We'd say things like "yes, ma'am," and "no, sir," to adults. But kids in Los Angeles don't do that. I've drawn the line at my children calling adults by their first names. I tell them they can call people Miss Shannon or Miss Heather, but that using only first names is too familiar. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned. Children should learn their values at home. I give each of the kids $5 when we go to the farmer's market on the weekends because I want them to get used to managing their own money. They can buy something, save it, or spend part of it and save the rest. My son is just like me. The minute he gets the money, he spends it all on something delicious. But my daughter will go around the market for half an hour weighing the possibilities until she buys one thing. I don't believe in humiliating children in front of their peers. I was when I was told, "Don't behave that way," or "Don't gossip." I've learned so much from other moms. When my daughter Ava was little, we were at a birthday party and her friend did something wrong. The girl's mother said, "Will you excuse us for a second?" Later I asked, "What happened?" She said, "I didn't like what my daughter had done, but I didn't want to humiliate her in front of Ava." I thought that was so thoughtful, to be respectful of a little girl's feelings. When my animated character in Monsters vs. Aliens was described to me, I thought, now that's the kind of role I've always wanted to play. So I played Susan Murphy, a young woman who on her wedding day is hit by a meteorite. It doesn't crush her, but instead turns her into a giant. Finally, Susan helps save the planet and finds her inner strength and independence. That's what I want little girls to see. In the South, there's a real sense of community, the feeling that people come into your life for a reason. Because I grew up with that, I take my children to church in Los Angeles. It takes you out of your personal experience and universalizes it. You understand that whatever you're dealing with, someone in that room has either dealt with the same thing or will in the future. We are all struggling to figure out what life is about. We are all just looking for answers. When I was little, my mother and grandmother were such big influences on me. My grandma used to read to me at night all kinds of books. Now I love to read. I'll buy 10 books at a time. My mother is my greatest supporter, and I'm hers. We take care of each other that way. And she's very chatty. She could talk to a brick wall for 2 hours. She used to chat with the grocery checker, and I'd say, "Mom, she doesn't want to know how long it took you to get to school today." Now my kids do it to me. We'll go to church, and I'll be talking to someone, and Dacon will be saying, "Come on, let's go home." I take my kids back to Nashville 2 or 3 times a year. They're crazy about the trees and the food. A creek runs through our neighborhood, and they love to walk up and down it. Just like I used to do with my brother.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.